He's only a guest this morning because we invited him in, but he's Glenn and Lorraine are part of our family. They are this is their home church, and it's a real privilege to have them here today. You got a couple there that somehow figured out a way to combine hockey with missions, and that's an incredible thing to me. It's an amazing thing. I watched Glenn and Lorraine raise their boys when I was just starting my family, and I thought, wow, there's a couple that's got it all figured out. They've got a successful business here in town and active members here in the church, and from a worldly or point of view, I thought they've got it going on here. They've got it figured out. And then all of a sudden, they packed up, sold everything, and away they went into missions. It really kind of really blew me away. Glenn and Lorraine have two grown sons, Jesse and Nick. They were members here and in leadership here at CRBC and at the Christian School from 1989 to 2005. They own the Mark's Work Warehouse franchise here in Campbell River for over 10 years. And in 2002, they did a discipleship training school and then a community development school, both with YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And in 2005, they launched YWAM Hockey and are based in Vancouver. And they do hockey camps and things like that. They also do international hockey ministry, where they take teams overseas, and I'll let Glenn and Lorraine come up and explain further as to what they do and what their ministry is all about, and also where we can continue to partner with them and help support them. So, Glenn and Lorraine.
Ты из Канады, родины этого вида спорта, приехали в Россию набираться опыта. Любительская команда из Ванкувера была создана в сентябре. А в ноябре молодые люди решили отправиться в нашу страну, где хоккей не менее популярен и развит. Екатеринбург лишь один из нескольких городов, куда заехали гости.
Мы начали с Москвы и заезжали в разные города по пути в Екатеринбург. Везде проводили товарищеские встречи с местными командами и мастер-классы для детей. Обучали их. Могу сказать, что в российской игре хорошо отработаны передачи и технические навыки. У канадцев больше упор на силовые приемы.
Накануне канадцы сыграли с командой ветеранов Афганистана. Иностранцев удивил азарт болельщиков. Но поддержка нашей команде не помогла. Счет 6-8 в пользу Ванкувера. Команда из Канады провела в России 28 игр, 18 из них выиграла. В планах гостей еще игра с командой администрации Екатеринбурга, затем матчи в Двуреченске и Асбесте, а после канадцы отправятся на родину.
Good morning. I'm not quite sure what the newscaster was saying. I know what I was saying. I was talking about the difference between Canadian hockey and Russian hockey. And that clip was actually on just like the CBC National News here in Canada. That was that came from Moscow, and that was fed all across Russia. So it was pretty cool to see that. it's exciting to hear about this trip that was just introduced by Don. And the one thing I just wanted to encourage you is when you pray, if you were to go, listen and obey. Don't get too concerned about if you have the skill, okay? Because we don't have a lot of skill, but yet we listened to God and we obeyed to get into this ministry. Just like you are right now, sitting in the stands, watching all the people come up, and you think, man, they are talented in their when they speak. You listen to Pastor Randy, Pastor Robin, and you look at everybody up here that comes up here, and you think, I could never do that. I was like that. We were like that. And I was paralyzed. I thought, God, how can you use me? And here's something that's a real revelation, is that God has already placed in you a passion. For me, it was hockey. For you, it might be teaching, it might be working with your hands, whatever. But God's put in you a passion. And that's the key. That's what God will use when you listen and obey. Look for the passion. God put that in you. And then step into it. And God will lead you. I felt kind of intimidated when somebody said, we're going to give a message. So if there's a message today, that would be it. Okay? Because what we're going to do, we're going to basically take some time and tell you about the last year and a half of our ministry and how hopefully you'll leave here really encouraged in how God can use simple things and simple people in his kingdom. Because in the last year and a half, we have had the chance through this game to share the gospel with over 1,000 people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And last January, Lorraine was going to school. She was taking a full-time course at Simon Fraser University. And I went to China last January. China, that was my fourth time to China with hockey. And then last summer, as every summer since we launched the hockey ministry, every summer we have had hockey camps here in British Columbia and Alberta. And so that's one of our big ministries is hockey camps, weekly hockey camps. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about the chance that we're having here in Campbell River to do a hockey camp this summer. In conjunction with the hockey camps, we also do a ministry called Hockey Summer of Service. And this is for young people, men and women, 18 to 25-year-old hockey players, to come and serve for the summer with us, where we drive in our 15-passenger van to different hockey camps. And the Hockey Summer of Service will come and be our counselors and assist us wherever we need them. They'll be assisting instructors and so on. Then we, in September, we had what we call a Hockey Discipleship Training School. We call that Hockey DTS. And that's a five-month program, 3 months in Vancouver, and then 2 months in Russia. So what I just wanted to give you an overview of what that last year and a half looked like. What I want to do is kind of go back and just talk about China. This last January, I had the opportunity to go to two cities, Shenyang and Harbin, and we did hockey camps. In Harbin, which is kind of in Russia, in China, is sort of their mecca for hockey. I've been working with a girls' team that feeds into their Olympic team, into their Olympic hockey team. And this was my second time working with this group. The coach, her name is Deng Hong, or her English name is Ruby. I've worked with her now twice. And the first time that we went, we actually we shared the gospel. We gave all of her team and her Bibles. And this last trip, when she was driving me to the airport, because she's told us many times that she believes in many gods. However, when she was driving me to the airport, and it was early in the morning, and I was just trying to kind of get my focus. And as she was driving, she said, Glenn, you and Mark is a guy that I work with. He's a missionary over there. You and Mark are very good men. And then she said, you and your God is a very good God. And to me, what that said is she saw in Mark and I guys that would come at their own expense, giving them all we had. Everything that we had in the way of hockey skill, knowledge, we gave that to her and her team. She began to recognize that. And it was the love of God that she was seeing. And she also said, that Bible that you gave me 2 years ago, I gave it to my husband's parents. And they are now both Christians. So that's the power of the written word. We never talked to the parents. In just a minute, actually, Lorraine is going to talk. So I'm not going to have her stand here and watch me the whole time. So now moving along into the summer camps. Last summer, we did 5 hockey camps in Canada. Probably 200 to 300 kids in total attended our camps in Kelowna, Prince George, Calgary. Last summer, we were in Langley. And there's one more there. And when we get a chance to do these summer camps, we do have chapel time every day. We get a chance. We have a chapel speaker. We will give out Bibles to all the kids, and the chapel speaker will give stories. They will share the gospel in a very casual way. But more than anything, what we really attempt to do in these camps is that we live the gospel. The counselors, the instructors, all of us, we live the gospel so that the kids, by our actions, the kids are attracted to Jesus. And then they still get to hear about Jesus. And then they begin to connect the dots, because a lot of the kids that come to our camps are non-believers, non-church kids that maybe have never been to church. And that summer service team that I mentioned, I just want to read a letter from one of our summer service participants last summer. Her name is Deborah. She works for NHL in New York. She's a writer for the National Hockey League on the internet. And she wrote this, not at our prompting, but I thought this kind of really capsulizes, what she experiences as in the summer service program. So she says, "My involvement with YWAM hockey this summer really is something of a miracle. I participated in summer service last summer," so she'd been with us 2 summers now, "and it was such a life-changing event for me. And I desperately wanted to come back again this summer, but I was only eligible for 1 week of vacation from work." So she was talking to her boss in the NHL and asked if she could take a leave of absence so she could come and coach hockey. Her boss thought that was a great idea, seeing that she works for the NHL. And so she got the approval. And so she says, "Here I am, 2 days into the Langley camp, and already I have seen God working in the most amazing ways. It seems like so many of the kids we are coaching desire to know God more deeply, so we're doing our best to point them in the right direction. Actually, this week is the highest attendance ever for the Langley camp with 58 kids, and the majority of those kids are first-time attendees. As a monthly supporter of YWAM hockey, I just want to say that I am in the trenches with Glenn and Lorraine and the summer service staff for these 4 weeks, and I just love this ministry. And Glenn says this all the time. It's all about the kids. And that's what I have seen in these last 2 weeks. All of the coaches and counselors are pouring their energy and love to show these kids what Christ is all about. And it's so wonderful that we get to use the sport of hockey to connect with these kids. It's so exciting to see these lives being changed. We really appreciate your prayers. And as a shameless plug, I would like to close in saying that if you don't already support this ministry, I urge you to consider supporting it, because it's absolutely the best ministry I have ever been involved in." Those are her words, not mine. So There's a little example of passion. What if you use your passion in God's kingdom? I think what we would like to do, we're going to talk a little bit about this, the hockey DTS program that we just did. But before we do that, we're just going to explain a little bit about DTS, sorry. A hockey DTS in YWAM, there's 1,000 locations all around the world in YWAM. And many locations do DTSs. We did a hockey DTS based in Vancouver. The first 3 months, we call a lecture phase in Vancouver, where young people age 18 to 25 come. This year we had 2 female goalies and 9 players and another staff. It was as close to a dream team as we have had. It was just amazing, this group. And so what they did every week, we do classes. They hear from different speakers each week. They get challenged in their faith. They learn more about who God is to them, about hearing the voice of God, all of these things. While they do that, we're on the ice. We're practicing, getting ready for the outreach, which is to Russia. And so when we go to Russia, this year it was 8 weeks. And we flew into Moscow. Then we took the train to Tatarstan, just outside of Kazan, which is highly Muslim, to a city called Zelenodolsk. Then we took a cramped van ride to the Perm, city of Perm, in the Perm region. We were there for 3 weeks. Then we moved on to the Ural Mountains, into Nizhny Tagil and the area around there. And then we finished off in Yekaterinburg. Okay, these cities may not mean a thing to you, okay? But we're going to just show you a slideshow now for about 5 minutes, and this slideshow kind of takes you into some of these areas. So we'll maybe watch the slideshow.
Thank you. try to win. Having said that, it's still going to be a friendly game. That means we're giving it all we got until there's no more to give. Okay? Got it?
Let's have fun, boys.
Got it. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Okay. We have to turn the arms up.
1, 2, 3!
Over it!
Woo! Like that?
So that was a little peek at our life for the last couple months in Russia. But it was just a joy, and it's just a snippet because there were many hours, many days, lots of time at the rink and traveling, and it was amazing and just a real privilege to get to be part of it. I want to just tell you a little. Been a while since we've been here, and some of you really probably don't know us. So I just wanted to share a bit. I'm going to read mine, just to keep me on focused. I can be a little wordy, and so this helps me stay focused. Okay. In 2002, while waiting for a ferry one day, Glenn asked me, "So Shafe, here's a question: if money were no object, what would we do?" I thought about it for a few moments, and immediately material stuff came to my mind. And then I looked at him and said, if money were no object, we'd be full-time missionaries. It had been our dream for years to serve God through missions, but it just didn't seem possible. Glenn then read me a quote from the book Wild at Heart. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. Because what the world needs, yeah. Muffed it, sorry. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and then go do that, because what the world needs is people who have come alive. We fast forward 10 years, and here we are, reporting back to you, our church family, regarding our hockey ministry and our recent outreach to Russia. When we set out on the journey, I had a very different picture of what missions look like. I pictured us missionaries overseas in a developing nation working with micro business or something like that. Hockey ministry had never crossed my mind. It's been an adventure for us, for sure. Listening to God, being obedient, and then getting to live our passion. It hasn't been an easy journey for us. But like the song said, it's been wild, it's been great, and it's been full of God. Our journey has been filled with highs and lows, and has been an avenue for God to grow a stronger faith in us, as we have totally had to rely on Him. Like what you said earlier, we've just had no option but to rely on God. Um, In our attempt to share God's love with the world around us, God has spoken very deeply into our own hearts about this crazy love he has for us. And as we have stepped out into faith in the unknown, God has never failed us. Glenn and I understand that there's no way for us to run a hockey DTS outside of God. Only God can move in the hearts of the players we need to run the program. We can set it up, we can be willing to run it, but only God can bring the players. For 4 years, we'd been waiting since our last hockey DTS, and then last year, God started bringing in the players, one by one. We were especially excited how God brought Brad. Brad had been at our Grand Prairie camp as a camper. He came back as a counselor, and then we lost track of him. We lost complete track of him. But we went, Brad should be old enough by now to do a hockey DTS. And Glenn's like, well, I have no way to contact him. So we prayed. And it's like, Lord, if Brad's supposed to be part of this, would you please get a hold of him for us? Because we have no way. Lo and behold, a week or so later, guess who we get an email from? Yeah, Brad. Out of the blue. He emailed us to find out about our programs. We're like, oh. We told him, we believe that this is a God thing, and you should really consider doing the hockey DTS. Brad did join us and was one of our heart and soul guys on the team. Heart and soul. That's how we would describe this team. God gave us Glenn's dream team. We're all Canadians, gutsy players. They worked hard every shift. They took hits, bad calls, everything that came against them when we played in the games, when they played in the games. I got to be on the bench, which is fun, because normally the wife doesn't get to be on the bench in a normal hockey setting, but I got to be there too, and it was amazing. And one of my things that I have been praying over the years is like, Lord, this man needs to coach. Like, it's great that we have summer of service and hockey camps, but this man needs to coach. You've created him a coach, and he needs to coach. And I have had this conversation many times. He needs to coach a real team, a real team, a real hockey team that goes out and make plays and does stuff. And we were traveling on one of our journeys on the bus with, I look around and everyone is sleeping, including my husband. And I was like, God, this is a real team. You've given us a real team, and my husband gets to be a real coach and coach these players. And it's been amazing. And I just thank God for this man and for this team he gave us. And I want to tell you a couple of our people on our team. I could tell you about the whole team because every single one of them were special. But we don't have that time, so I'm going to tell you about two. Hannah. Hannah was one of the two female goalies on our team and one of my one-on-ones. I'm sharing snippets of her story with her permission. So what is a one-on-one, you may ask? In a YRM hockey DTS, every student, or in any DTS, every student is assigned a one-on-one. One of the staff people who you meet with each week and help process the week's teaching and pray with, etc. As I was praying for Hannah before our first meeting, I got this picture of a beautiful flower opening up. And the words to the hymn, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. We know that hymn, we sing it here. I loved my time with Hannah. In our first meeting, she was nervous and awkward and out of her comfort zone, saying things like, really, Lorraine? We pray about everything, like everything. We pray about everything here. And I'm not even actually really sure why I'm here, but I just think I'm supposed to be here. Hannah knew God, kind of. But there was a time, this time, in her time with us, in the lecture phase, in discovering firsthand more about the love of God, a kind of a new grasping of how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God. A very significant time in the lecture phase for Hannah was during David Collins Week. He's a founder of Canada Food for the Hungry. There she discovered that she's the pearl in the parable of the pearl in Matthew 13. It changed everything for her. And I have to admit, it was pretty cool for me to realize that I'm a pearl too. Jesus is the merchant, and we are the pearl that he gave up everything for. Jesus tells us that when you know the truth will set you free. And Hannah discovered the truth that week, that she is and always has been precious, valued, something to be cherished and loved and protected, and this truth set her free. What I love about our God is that the whole time I'm meeting with Hannah, God's saying to me, are you listening to this? This applies to you as well. And through the next 12 weeks, I got to watch and be part of Hannah opening up like that beautiful flower to the crazy love of God. To quote my husband, the penny dropped for Hannah, moving from her knowing about God in her head and a love, that God loves her. Like, yeah, I know God loves me. But it dropped into her heart. When you've believed lies about yourself for a long time, it takes a while for that truth to sink and permeate your very being. Our outreach to Russia was very powerful for Hannah. She came alive with confidence in her hockey game, in coaching young Russian goalies, and God used her pearl story to touch the lives of many women, young and old, in Russia. As we continue to have our one-on-one chats about who she is in Christ, our Lord kept whispering in my ear, hey, you listening? What you're sharing with Hannah is also true about you, and sometimes I think you forget this. You see, I've listened also to the lies, and our Father has been reminding me time and time again that I am also precious to him. We all are. God is relentless in his pursuit of us. He's constantly whispering to us about how much he loves us, if we would only but listen. Darren. Darren was one of the young men on our team. Darren woke up one morning in the back seat of his car, not knowing how or why he was there. That very day, he decided to check out our program. His mom had been telling him about it, but he'd pretty much blown her off until that day when he realized he needed to make some changes in his life. Darren was honest with Glenn regarding his struggles with drugs and alcohol when he applied to our program, and both Glenn and I believed that we were supposed to accept him. We felt like God had some very special plans for him. Darren came to us with quite the swagger, but through it all, we could see an amazing guy that God had created. Darren is a leader. It was amazing to watch the transformation in this young man. In Russia, Darren got to share his testimony time and time again with the hockey men in their dressing rooms. I believe God used him powerfully to speak into the lives of so many guys there as he shared how his relationship with Jesus helped him to get over his drug and alcohol problem. Guys would come to him after and want to know more about his life and this Jesus. Darren got to share after the last game in Russia, again in the dressing room. We were later getting to the team's dressing room because took hundreds of pictures outside with the folks. By the time we got to the dressing room, many of the men were already drunk. Darren pretty much had to yell his testimony. Some guys were passing around the biggest flask of alcohol we'd ever seen, but others were listening. It was kind of chaos in there, but Darren pressed on. Some guys were heckling and mocking him, and other guys were listening and shushing them. Then Darren said, well, now I've gone 5 months without a drink or any drugs. The room went quiet, and then they all clapped. One of the guys came up to Darren after to find out more about his walk with Jesus and how it had changed his life. In Russia this time around, we had opportunity to share the love of God with literally hundreds of men and kids. I'm pretty sure that none of these guys had ever been to church. The pastors that we worked with told us that through our team and this crazy game of hockey, that they had access to people they never would have had otherwise access to. Glenn and I believe, for Glenn and I, this hockey ministry has given us a powerful opportunity to disciple young men and women, but also to share the love of God who have never heard. And we want to thank you guys. Thank you for partnering with us Thank you for believing in us. Thank you through your finances, through your prayers, through your encouragement. Who's to say thank you?
So we're just going to wrap up here. It was an amazing trip, and I received a letter from the base director for YWAM in Perm, Russia, and he says, "Hi, Glenn. From my perspective, I think the outreach was a great success. I could see the team being discipled and learning how to deal with fatigue, emotions, and even in the midst of playing game after game, keeping a positive attitude. We played 33 games in 48 days. Plus, we did all sorts of clinics and outreach things. So our guys were really tired and exhausted. It was Krasnoyarsk, that's a small village, that the administration took the church's papers. The city administration and the Orthodox Church, very powerful in Russia. And they look at evangelical Christians as sects, okay? So in this city, or this village, the administration took the church's papers. I could have been wrong on the name, he said, but I think he was right. I can understand the situation of that pastor and the challenges they face with the government. Sometimes you could do the community a huge service as a church, but because you're evangelical, they will not accept anything that you do. YWAM Hockey opened that impossible door for the for this struggling church. You guys were a major encouragement to the church in Uralsky. That's another village. Several other pastors found in different cities heard about your arrival and were calling us after you guys already left to ask if you guys would come. Your team opened the doors, encouraged the church, and was able to witness to an unreached hockey community. The people in Perm you played against are very open to us now. We are still being asked from the guys in Gaiva, which is another community, when are you coming back? Thank you guys for coming." And that story is true for a few of the places that we attended, came in for 3 or 4 days. We played hockey against the local men's teams, and we coached kids, and we spoke at some youth groups and rehabilitation centers, all these different places. But the hockey is what opened the door. The hockey opened the door. And it was like instant relationship. And in these cities, the government, being so powerful, we're going to close some of these churches down. The one place in Tatarstan, 12 years the church had been there, 12 years the government would not acknowledge this church. We came and played one game. The administration, they were at the game. They were there. They were shaking our hands. They were giving us gifts after the game. And after the game, they told the church, "Now you are recognized, and now you can do anything in our community." That's the power of God's hockey and God's kingdom. And obviously, we could go through many stories, but we're going to wrap it up with just what is next for YWAM Hockey. Basically, this summer, we are going to be doing hockey camps. This year we're changing things up a little bit. We're going to do a camp in Calgary, then here in Campbell River, July 16th to 20th, for all you kids. Kids aged 8 to 15, if you're a hockey player, mark that on your calendar, July 16th to 20th. Then we go to Prince George, then we go to Kelowna for two camps, and then 3 days after we're finished in Kelowna, we fly to China, and we're going to do a Canadian-style hockey camp in China. This will be the first time in China that they will actually see this kind of a hockey camp. Before, I've gone in and worked with them in their practices, but we want to come and just show them what a good Canadian-style hockey camp is. And they've already got 80 to 100 kids lined up. And so we'll get a chance to share with these kids. And then we finish up in Alaska. We go to Alaska every year in September. And so that kind of gives you an idea of what's next for us. Every year, like after the hockey camps in the summer, I can't tell you that for sure we're going to be doing a hockey DTS or whatever, you know, what we're going to do. But I can tell you that God's got a plan, and he will reveal it. And whether it's a hockey DTS or something else, maybe it's just a hockey outreach somewhere, that's okay with us. Because it goes back to listen to God and obey. And hopefully you've been encouraged by what God has done through this ministry. And hopefully you're challenged with, if the Buchards can do this, I can do it. I can do anything. Because God's given me something. I just need to pray about it, listen to God, and step into it. So please be encouraged. Please take that away from this day. As far as praying for us, we still need summer service participants for this summer coming up. We need more participants there. We also would appreciate your prayers for the hockey camps and then obviously what God has for us after that. Thank you very much.
I'm going to pray for you. Let's get on here and put our hands. Okay. Thank you for sharing with us. Words can't put words to what we heard in our hearts from God. So thank you for sharing, for your faithfulness to his call, and we can have the privilege of praying for you guys. That would be great. Father, I don't know what to ask or pray. We remember Romans 8, how the Spirit can yearn and speak within us, and we just lift up our hearts to you for YWAM, for Glenn and Lorraine, their team, their people, and the things that you have done in and through them all over the world. We pray that you will continue to uphold them and strengthen them and guide them and direct them. They'll continue to listen and to obey, and that we'll be inspired to follow that too. Just continue to direct them and show them where they're to go, what they're to do. And we pray for the fruit that will come out of this, as many more are renewed in their faith, are brought to faith, are built up in the faith. And we thank you that, God, you're just more than willing to use hockey to do this. So we pray for that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Yes, and please come out in the foyer and talk to Glenn and Lorraine more about this.
Let's stand together and sing, Holy, Holy, Holy.